Wildcats baseball coach Jared Hammock expects his team to bounce back after a first loss in district play at Marshall Tuesday night. The Wildcats are tied for first in district with Hallsville with a 6-1 record. The Wildcats play at Texas High Friday night, and I talked with Coach Hammock Thursday morning.
Well, it was very disappointing because we felt like if we go over there and play well and take care of our business and win, we really have separated ourselves quite a bit from the rest of the pack, other than Hallsville, who was right there one game behind. But certainly it would have given us 3 or 4 game lead on most everybody else, so it would have given us maybe a little bit of comfort at that point. But, you know, we just didn't play well and didn't take care of our business. We didn't particularly play great defense, and you know, strike zone was a little bit tight, it seemed like. And so, you know, we had more walks and hit batters than maybe we would have normally. And, you know, we had the bases loaded, seems like 2 or 3 times, and just could not get that big hit that, you know, broke the game open early. And we let them, you know, they battled and hung around. And the more they did, the more I think Marshall believed they could beat us. And ultimately, they were able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned, as we were talking, that in the seventh inning, that looked very promising. Start with the bases loaded, nobody out, and with some big bats coming up, and it's just one of those unfortunate deals where their pitcher was able to get out of it.
Well, he was, and let me go back a half inning. C.J. Stevens makes a great dive and play. We think he catches the third out on a full dive to his left. When he hit the ground and rolled over, the ball leaked out a little bit. Well, they scored 2. So instead of 4-2, it was 6-2. Well, then we do get the first 3 guys on base and have our 3, 4, 5 hole hitters up. Even though it's 6-2, we still feel pretty good about our opportunity there. And, you know, same pitcher we faced the whole game. So this is like the 4th at-bat for these guys to know what his speed is and his curveball and all that. And he'd probably thrown in excess of 100 pitches. And so, I mean, he's in a vulnerable state, we feel like, and yet he strikes out the rest of them. You know, 3, 4, and 5 all strike out, and they get out of there, you know, with a 6-2 victory. It's been a tough place for us the last 3 or 4 years to play for whatever reason.
Talk about long trips, another one coming up on Friday to play a team with just having a rare down year, Texas High. Having an off year, but they're always tough. This is another tough place to play in Texas High.
Well, no question. I mean, I think this is, of course, this is my 10th year, but we hadn't been there in the 10th year. So in 9 years, I want to say maybe we've won 3 over there at their place. Win a lot of them at home, but just not over there. But they'll be a challenge. I've always said every team in district, you have to bring your A game to win. And if you don't, you know, you can get beat. And, you know, they're coming off a 6-0 win over Mount Pleasant. So they've got some positive things going on, and they play well at home. And, you know, we're going to have to pick up our game. We're going to have to raise our level of execution, certainly from the last 3 or 4 games. You know, minimize our mistakes that we've made uncharacteristically more than I would have expected, because we're pretty solid defensively. Got a good group. We're just making more mistakes than we're used to, and we're just going to have to clean it up. And certainly we're due a clean ball game, and hopefully this will be it, and we can get back on the right track.
KSST Sports.